is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 211 in the series. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. Karen Alves and I sat down at the Senior Center to review what's happening at the center for the month of March 2020. As you'll hear, there's a whole lot going on. We also get some teasers into what early April brings to the schedule. A copy of the newsletter is provided in the show notes. Please call the Senior Center at 508-520-4945 to add your home address to the postal mail delivery of your copy. You can also subscribe to get your newsletter via email on the Town of Franklin subscription page, and the link is included in the show notes. Our conversation runs about 27 minutes, so please join me in listening to Karen and find out what's happening at the Senior Center in March. Steve Sherlock here at the Senior Center with Karen Alves. Karen, you've got a bunch of things coming up in March.
We have a very busy
let's
month.
Let's start going through the list and see what's happening.
Certainly. March is a busy month, and a good month because it's going to bring spring, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Although I feel like this whole winter has been spring.
Well, at least the groundhog didn't see his shadow, so it should be coming, hopefully. Knock on wood.
Yes, let's hope so. So we start off the month on Monday, March 2nd with our Page Turners Book Club. So these are folks that read a book they get from the Franklin Public Library and then meet to talk about it. This month's book is called Story from the Shadows by Jay O'Connell. And they're very happy to have new members, so if anybody's interested in joining them. I'm going to skip ahead because we actually have another book club at the end of the month. On March 26th, this is our second meeting of the audiobook club. So this is for folks who want to listen to a book instead of reading it.
Right.
Might have some low vision issues.
Sure.
Yeah. Or maybe even legally blind. We have a great group now, and the Franklin Public Library has been helping us with this. This month they're reading The Nickel Boys by Colson Whitehead.
Okay.
And they're in sync with the Franklin Library in terms of reading the same book that they're reading in their book club.
Right. Right.
So we had a really good participation last month for this book club.
Sure.
And if anybody's interested in doing that with us, they can call Maggie here at the Senior Center. The number's 508-520-4945.
Yeah, that's a common number, and we'll make sure that people have it readily available. Now, would that, in addition to discussing the book itself, mm-hmm. would you get into some of the other opportunities in terms of how to listen and help?
Yes, yes. That's a key piece of this. So for folks who have not used an audiobook before, our staff can help with that.
Excellent.
For sure.
Yeah, because there's lots of opportunities. I know I even use Audible
because
you can certainly through on Amazon. You can
Audible,
either buy the Kindle version, the Audible version.
Absolutely, so we can definitely assist with that. And it's, you know, if you haven't been using this and you can't read because of low vision, it can open up a whole new world.
It does.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, I had exposure to this on the personal level. My father was having trouble with the low vision. So we got through Rhode Island and the Smithfield senior assistance and library device so that he could listen.
Right,
And then I, as the family, had to do the download for him. He couldn't do that.
Sure.
But he was voracious around his
meeting,
so he would do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it kept me busy for a while.
Absolutely. It's a whole new world when you can read again.
Yeah.
So also early in the month, on Wednesday, March 4th, we have our Veterans Coffee Hour.
Yes.
This is hosted by the Veterans Agent. Deb Martin does a super job with that program. So all vets are invited to come by. There's free coffee and some nice pastries, and it's usually very well attended. So that's a great event.
Yep. Social activity, and then you can always discuss or raise some questions around how do I do this, what's happening
it's
here.
It's never quiet. There's always a buzz, a hum, a lot of good conversations going on.
Oh, good.
And as we do every month, actually during the school year, on March 6th and March 20th, those are both Fridays at 2 p.m., we have the kids from the Horace Mann School come and help us with smartphones and tablets.
Yes.
And
get the expertise.
They are just brilliant, and they're so fun to be around. So Colleen Donahue is the teacher at the Horace Mann who brings a group of kids and have helped a lot of our folks get very computer savvy.
I can't imagine. Yeah, it's a nice short walk for them.
It
nice
is. Position. It works out
nicely. Hopefully the weather will be even better.
Yeah.
So take the short walk up the hill and help.
Exactly. And of course, our low vision group is Tuesday, March 10th at 1 o'clock. Maggie Gunderson runs this. Mm-hmm. She does a super job. Anyone's experiencing low vision in the community, it's not only a great way to learn more about how to address low vision and read books, audiobooks, and find other technology and devices, but it's also a good social group.
Yeah.
As a support group, people are very friendly and get to know each other and enjoy the social aspects of it.
I participated in one of those, and clearly that's a place where you find out you're not alone.
Right,
so
exactly.
That's very important.
It is. It truly is. And this month, we're going to be talking about the benefits of smart speakers. So that's like Alexa. And
okay,
I don't know the other ones.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google
that's what
is
it's called.
The default.
Okay.
But you can also change that. But Alexa certainly is the Amazon version. Siri, of course, is the Apple version.
Yeah,
there's a bunch out there.
Right. So the concept is the same for most, and it does open up a whole new world of, it gives you more independence and abilities, I think.
Yeah.
As
and
I understand
let's
it.
Let's focus on the plus side for that. Clearly there are some downsides
as well. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, but we'll focus on the positive side because it does have great benefits.
Exactly. And Nurse Trish, our health and wellness nurse, will be starting another balance and stability class on March 11th. That's a Wednesday at 11:15.
Mm-hmm.
She usually does these for about 5 weeks, and she does exercises to help folks with balance, but also a lot of instruction to help them understand their balance, improve balance, and maybe take measures if they need to take measures to enhance their balance.
Yeah, she's got a lot going on. We just, folks may be aware, we just did our first intro talk with Trish.
Right.
And we plan on doing that on a regular basis because there's so many topics in her space, balance
being
one of them.
Yes, indeed.
But there's a bunch going on, so we'll meet with her on a regular basis and share those out.
And, of course, she does her weekly clinics here. She does both blood pressure and blood sugar testing. On Wednesdays and Thursday mornings, so, and she's also here just if you had a question about a medical condition or a new diagnosis.
Yeah.
So she's super. She's a ball of energy. And
yes, she is.
Has a great way about her.
It was such a fun conversation because I think we were together like 15 minutes and it just flipped by. Just so much going on. It's kind of like ours conversation. There's so much going on. It just, go from one to the other topic.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And again, along with vision, we have made a large commitment to hearing loss as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this month's hearing loss support group is going to be taking an inventory of your hearing loss because I think we've discussed before, Steve, how hearing loss is so different, or addressing hearing loss is so different now than it has been even 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
There's a lot of options, and it's not always the expensive one that's best.
No.
So this would be a good way for someone who's maybe finally coming to the realization that they want to deal with their hearing loss or has dealt with it and is not pleased with the outcome, to look at the ways, the most current and technologically proficient ways of dealing with hearing loss. That would be a good meeting.
Yeah, so that wouldn't include the test. You would have had to done the hearing test, which certainly is a good thing to do if you haven't had a test to make sure you know what you're, where you are in the range if you have a range that needs to be concerned with.
Right, and our we recommend, we were advised by the Mass Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing to start at the top. You really start with an ENT.
Right.
Because sometimes there's a medical reason for that hearing loss.
Right.
And that's the person who has the most clinical understanding of how to deal with your specific hearing loss. Yeah.
Analysis.
So that's what we always tell people.
Yeah, good suggestion. Absolutely.
And then we have some exciting, an exciting program coming up on Thursday, March 12th at 10 a.m. We have the gentleman who's developing the Franklin Ridge Senior Housing.
Yes.
Project come to talk about that.
Correct.
Now, I don't want people to think that they can come and sign up for new housing because unfortunately that's at least 2 years off. Depending on funding, it could be longer than that even. But he has got most of the building designed. He has the concept and the project, really an understanding of it when it is funded. So he's going to talk about that. This is the, I call it the second phase of Eaton Place, which is 50 units of affordable housing for older folks in on Panther Way, well, on Veterans Memorial Way by or off of Panther Way.
Off Panther Way.
And this is the second phase of that. So this will actually have 60 units of housing. The housing units are a little bit bigger than Eaton Place, and it's going to be a super addition to our community. And again, affordable housing, as we all know, is so badly needed.
Yeah, this is one of the things where, and I participated, I think it was a housing trust meeting in February, so I saw the presentation. It is exciting to see. This is one of those things that, to your point, it does take time. They've been working at it for a number of years. They've gone through the various planning stages. They've got the fine docs so they can show the depiction of what it's going to look like. They still have some funding to resolve.
And
that's in the process at least. And
then
they'll start actually getting into the construction and bid and all that kind of good stuff. So, yeah,
hopefully a shovel's in the ground in the next two or three years. And it's great that the Franklin Municipal Affording Housing Trust has helped to fund this program. As well as the Community Preservation Act.
That could be something that at some point in time, clearly, one, we would have to pass it and then allocate funds to
it.
It's not part of it now.
Okay.
But yes, the Housing Trust, I think, has already provided some substantial funding, to assist in it now.
So that's super. Let's see, we also have, we're continuing our 50-plus job-seeking networking group, which has been really successful. We've had a great showing of interest. We have a professional job coach who is guiding folks. There's a different topic every week. This month we have one on March 11th, and that's a Friday. I'm sorry.
No,
March 13th,
yeah,
which
Friday
is a Friday.
It's a good luck thing for a Friday the 13th.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah, we'll just reverse that curse.
Absolutely.
And that particular session is on navigating your way to a new career. And then there's one later in the month on Friday, March 27th, which is called You Must Give to Get. Again, really helpful and effective, according to the folks who are attending, great advice and information about looking for work, especially if you are 50 plus, and we all know we're dealing with, when you are over, I think 40 even now, you're dealing with some age discrimination.
Whether deliberate or intentional, it certainly is out there.
Absolutely.
There are some tips and tricks you can utilize to kind of heighten your availability and your skill set without revealing that, oh, yes, you're a baby boomer or
something. And it's so exciting in the group when, because most folks come back at least most of the sessions, maybe not all of them. But it's so fun because people get to know each other, and when someone gets a job, there's a big yay, hurrah.
It's always
exciting.
Yes, and fun. That is for sure.
And we do have the Franklin Firefighters coming this month on March 6th to host a wonderful corned beef and cabbage dinner. This is the first time they've done that for us, and we're all excited about it. They do great work for our folks, and we're appreciative. And we're looking forward to that luncheon on Friday the 6th. And then the next Friday, the 13th, I just don't want to admit that that's going to be Friday the 13th.
You're stuck on the
13th. I am. But on that Friday the 13th, which is going to be a good luck day, it must be because we're having our St. Patrick's party, which is going to have the Black Velvet Irish Band. We've had them several times. They're really super, super group of guys with great Irish music. And we are serving. We can't serve corned beef and cabbage again, so we will be serving either shepherd's pie or fish and chips.
Shepherd's pie sounds good.
That's a traditional Irish meal. A lot of people like that.
Fish and chips is also, I mean, we're into Lent, so that works as well.
Exactly our thinking.
Yes.
So those tickets are $6. They're available now at the Senior Center. Join us for a fun St. Patrick's Day celebration. And we also have Gary Highlander, our resident historian, who's going to be doing one of his fascinating lectures on Thursday the 26th at 10:30. That is going to be on the Boston Massacre, which of course happened right in Boston, Mass.
Downtown Boston.
Right, yeah, right by the old State House. Yeah, so interesting. So he'll be explaining, and it's always fascinating, fascinating information, the minutiae of things that you never knew happened,
right.
he shares, and he's just a great speaker and a lot of fun. We always enjoy him, and we always have a great, great group of people that come. Later that month, in March, this month, we're doing mindfulness meditation, another session of that. We have a super instructor, Carrie Paulus, who walks us through that process, which is great for anyone who has high blood pressure or just stress in their life, or just wants to put their body at ease and enjoy some lovely peace and quiet.
Yeah, that's interesting. The last school committee meeting, as part of the social-emotional learning presentation.
I heard that, yeah.
Luca Giger, the assistant superintendent, just did a simple 5-minute exercise to take a reflective breath in the middle of the meeting. And having gone through a couple of sessions, it was perfectly timed.
Wonderful.
You just settled, you took a deep breath, and the rest of the presentation you were then, you know, that more attentive to, et cetera.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
I think more meetings should have those in the middle.
Yeah, that is so wonderful. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Great
idea. And it doesn't
idea.
Take long. There's just a few things you need to do and just reflect.
Yeah.
Take
a
couple of breaths.
Yeah.
And it's easy to do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Super. So we'll be doing that on starting March 27th. That's a Friday at 11 o'clock. We also have the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office coming on Friday, March 27th to do the Yellow Dot program.
Okay.
So that is a program whereby they arrange to have your medical and emergency contact information in an envelope with your photo in your glove box, in your glove compartment.
Oh, okay.
And there's a decal that goes on the car so that EMTs, if you should have an accident or a medical emergency while driving, indicates that that information is there. So it just expedites that process, which
they see the yellow dot, they don't have to spend time looking, calling R&B records, whatever.
Exactly. So it's really helpful. Plus, they have the medical information, which is so useful to them. So that's a really good program. And the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office comes and does it for us probably twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it on Friday, March 27th at 11.
Good.
And also at the end of the month, we do our Memory Cafe, which is a place for folks who are living with dementia and their care partners to enjoy just a social time with people who have no judgment, no criticisms, just an enjoyable time. And that's part of our Dementia Friendly Franklin effort. We do it.
Series of events.
We do it on the last Friday of the month. I mean, the last Monday of the month. Sorry, at 3 p.m. And this month, we are doing the Jug of Punch, which is an Irish band who will be coming to visit. Another really exciting, super fun thing we're doing at the end of March is called the Fashions of Hollywood. And we have had this woman before. Her name is Karen Antonowitz.
Yeah.
We've had her, but we haven't had her for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
She's a, I'm not sure what the title is, but she was a professor at RISD. She is very aware of textiles and fashion, fashion design,
historian.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
She did a presentation at the Historical Museum.
Okay, that's perfect. Perfect pairing.
Downton Abbey.
Yes, she's done that for us here.
Abbey.
Yes.
She did that just before the Downton Abbey movie came
out. Oh, perfect.
So it was good timing.
Yeah.
It was a well received, the museum, which has what, maybe 50 seats, it was standing room only
for
that one. And
she does a beautiful job, and she brings artifacts and explains the whole era. So We're excited to have her back again. And as I say, she's coming on March 31st at 11 o'clock. That's a Tuesday. That same day, later in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, we have some students from Dean College. So this is their international students. They came last year, and they do a PowerPoint presentation on their various cultures.
To explain as to where they come from,
what
they do.
Yeah, it's a cultural exchange of sorts.
Excellent.
Yeah. So they did that last year. It was very fascinating. Our folks loved it, and I think the kids enjoyed it, too. So.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some ongoing conversations, and that session is, I came from there.
Yeah,
I didn't know about this, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. So it's very interesting, and we're looking forward to that. We've been collaborating a lot with Dean College.
Mm-hmm.
So we're happy to have them do that here. And we also have a special program coming up on April 2nd, which I know is a little past our March, but not that much past, and that's going to be with the Alzheimer's Association, again, part of our Dementia Friendly Franklin efforts,
right.
Dementia Conversations. So that's the first in a three-part series. And it's really when you're concerned about someone, how to broach the discussion.
Yes.
Do we think we need to talk to our primary care provider or, you know, how to really, and it's a tough thing to do.
It can be. Yeah. I've seen other family members dealing with that. And the conversation with the individual is sometimes not because of the nature of the disease, is not necessarily the way to go. So getting the right people involved and doing it appropriately, that can be a tough conversation.
So it'll be really helpful for families that are dealing with that. And we also have two more subsequent to that. So we'll be doing effective communication strategies when you're living with someone who's living with dementia and dementia-related behaviors. The behavioral one is always interesting because there's just a way to deal with it, and it's not intuitive necessarily. You know, it's not a rational process, so you can't deal with it rationally. So those are always helpful. I feel like those are always really useful to families who are dealing with behaviors.
Recognizing and then responding appropriately.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So also in April, we're starting Cafe Connect, which is our LGBT cafe.
Yes.
And that's going to start on Thursday, April 16th at 4 o'clock. Chef Paul is putting together a great menu. We're going to have some chicken parmesan, salad, and dessert.
That sounds delicious. So, and that'll be a great opportunity. You're opening into another realm of the community in that sense.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Unserved populations, really, because we've never... Those are folks who haven't necessarily been in the mainstream and haven't been comfortable necessarily.
Right.
And so we're hoping to
make
a big welcoming place here.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's part of your, I think we've talked before, where while your senior center is officially from a senior perspective 50 plus, you do service the entire community in several aspects. And this is one of those key pieces.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But it's older folks... that are you know, have poor health outcomes for LGBT, you know, they're socially isolated in some situations.
Yep.
So that's definitely.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure everyone's aware of the many programs and services
that
we offer.
Available.
And the programs and services available to folks who may be struggling with income, security, or other issues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another big thing that's happening, and you're well aware of it, is the census is
coming. Absolutely. And this is not the Franklin census. The Franklin census by the town clerk was already happening. This is government defined every 10-year.
Yeah, the
2020
big one.
Census.
The big one. The big one. And we want to be able to facilitate that process for our folks. I know there will be an opportunity to do that online, as I understand it, but there will also be other ways to do it. So we will in April be offering assistance to folks who may have low vision or other issues in terms of sending back their census information. So if anybody wants help with that, they can give us a call at the Senior Center and we're happy to help.
Yes, indeed. And I've been trying to do my part through Franklin Matters. Folks who have been reading perhaps have recall, but In the run-up to the census, which is still coming, so there's more coming.
Right.
I know Dale has been recommending, Dale Kurtz, our veterans officer,
right,
to make sure you define yourself as a veteran as part of the census.
Definitely.
Because that keys some of the programs, which funding-wise
sure.
is so important,
yeah.
To fill out the census. And there are, the census itself is expanding. So, yes, there's an online way to do so. There's a mail piece of paper way to do so, and you'll be providing some assistance on those as well. And then it's as of April 1 in terms of who's in your household as of April 1.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the census will actually be available prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
The specific dates will be coming. I don't have them memorized at this point, but they're coming. There was also a video from their security, which is in my world, so to speak.
Mm. Oh, sure.
How secure they are approaching the census to ensure privacy, to ensure accuracy, to ensure that nothing's corrupted
right.
in terms of...
Right.
Because the numbers are so important to us as a community.
Absolutely.
As a state.
Right.
As a government.
Right.
The numbers need to be accurate.
Yeah.
Because a whole lot of our funding and...
Oh, yeah. And our representatives and senators. Well, not the senators, but their representatives are based on those census results, based
correct.
On those numbers. I hope
correct.
Folks
yep.
realize that. Yeah,
there's a lot of details there. So stay tuned. There'll be more coming, and we'll fill in the specific dates for the census help here at the Senior Center as well.
Great, great.
Yep. I'm sure that's not all that you
No, I'm sure it's not either.
But that covers, I think, the highlights.
There definitely.
Is, as usual, a lot
I would say on. That in April we're doing an Earth Day celebration. So
Earth Day, of course. Spring,
Earth Day is
yes.
coming up, and we're hoping to do some tree planting and some plants planting and
mm-hmm.
celebrating. And we're actually going to have a lecture from one of the professors at Dean College talk about climate change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I think you've got a garden plot up in the back.
We do,
that'll be getting close. April's still a little bit early for some things,
yeah.
but May more.
Yeah, yeah. We get our veggies, our fresh veggies for the kitchen, for the
sure.
cafe. Yeah.
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 yeah. Good.
So I can just remind people that we serve breakfast and lunch Monday through Friday.
At a reasonable
at a
price.
Very reasonable price. Breakfast is freshly prepared. And breakfast happens 8:30 to 10, and lunch is served from 11:30 to 1.
Right. And I've taken advantage of the breakfast and lunch occasionally in my time here, and I can attest that, yes, both reasonable and delicious.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We have a great Cracker Jack staff in the kitchen.
Yeah, and they're fun to work with. I know yesterday it was different, but, you know, you sign in so you can get your name and order appropriately. And there were two Steves.
Oh,
at
there
the same
you go.
Time. So I met the other Steve.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, good. As usual, there is plenty to do at the Senior Center. And the newsletter, if people haven't subscribed, go to the town page. There's a subscription button,
mm-hmm.
so you can subscribe to the newsletter. The newsletter for March, certainly you'll be able to follow along with what we've highlighted. And there's other details. Clearly, there's some daily programs on each
yeah,
day.
Yeah, absolutely. The movies on Mondays.
Or, movies,
yeah,
or
yeah.
the exercise, volleyball, et cetera.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, lots of good stuff. Someday we should go over all of that. I would also say if you want a paper copy of the newsletter, just give us a call with your address and we'll put you on that list.
On
too.
The mailing list.
Yeah,
so you
absolutely.
Get a hard copy.
Happy
yeah.
to do that.
Be
yeah.
accessible in multiple ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Well, thank you again for taking time, Karen. It's been
thank
fun
you, Steve.
Talking, and we'll look forward to next month where I'm sure you're going to have a bunch more.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements, and I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.